It's Election Eve, Monday, November 5th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Friday, President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in Columbia, Missouri, where he articulated his vision for the midterm election tomorrow.
This will be the election of Kavanaugh, the caravans, law and order, tax cuts, and common sense. Common sense. A Republican Congress means more jobs and less crime. A Democrat Congress means more crime and less jobs. This election is a choice between Republican results and radical resistance. It's a choice between greatness and gridlock. It's a choice between jobs and mobs. And it's a choice between an economy that is going strong and the Democrats who are going crazy.
In a rare appearance, conservative talk show hosts Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, both of whom are, quote, strong advocates for the president's America First agenda, end quote, will both join President Trump for a rally tonight in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, reports TheHill.com. Dave Wasserman, who is house editor of the Cook Political Report, tweeted Wednesday that their forecast was being updated, predicting that Democrats gain 30 to 40 seats, up from 25 to 35 seats, reports the Washington Examiner. But take it with a grain of salt. It was the Cook Political Report which predicted in 2016 that Hillary Clinton would become president and that the Democrats would pick up 5 to 7 Senate seats. If you haven't voted yet, Dr. James Dobson, host of Family Talk, urged Christians to remember the distinct differences between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Republicans support religious liberty, traditional marriage between one man and one woman, the sanctity of human life, and fundamental parental rights. Democrats oppose all four issues. Republicans oppose government-funded abortions, increased government-controlled health care, and government-compelled speech over individual freedom of speech. Democrats support all three. Republicans support voluntary prayer in public schools, school choice options, and nominations of federal judges who will provide an originalist interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. Democrats oppose all three. Republicans oppose the homosexual transgender agenda, restrictions on the right to bear arms, and an activist Supreme Court. Democrats support all three. James 4:17 says, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." In a rare campaign appearance, Oprah Winfrey endorsed Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, a woman who could become the first female African-American governor in American history.
I'm here today to support a change maker. She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. She's bold and bodacious. She's a Georgia warrior woman. Ladies and gentlemen, Stacey Abrams!
Abrams, a former Georgia House of Representatives minority leader, leads Georgia's Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp 48.1% to 47.2% among likely voters, well within the 4-point margin of error in the Fox 5 Atlanta survey released Tuesday. Fox News co-host Dagan McDowell said, "If Oprah can get folks to eat pizza with a cauliflower crust on it, she's going to get that woman elected the first black female governor." Michael Moore, the liberal filmmaker, recounted his visit with the Pope 2 weeks ago with late-night host Seth Meyers.
"You met the Pope. That must have been pretty cool."
"I went to the weekly audience, and then he asked to speak to me privately. It was an amazing moment. I asked him if I could ask him a question, and he said yes. And I said, do you believe that an economic system that benefits the few, the wealthy, at the expense of the many, is a sin?" And he said to me, "Si," in Italian. And I said, "So you believe capitalism, the capitalism we have now, is a sin?" He goes, "Yes, it is." He said, "The poor must always come first." And then he grabbed my hand. He said, "You know, please pray for me." And I said, "I will."
Any reputable economist would take issue with Moore's twisted definition of capitalism, that the few, the wealthy, get rich at the expense of the many. Instead, capitalism, properly defined, is an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. And finally, conservative columnist Ann Coulter, in a piece entitled The True History of Millstone Babies, wrote, quote, "The Supreme Court has stated repeatedly that the main object of the Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment was to settle the question as to citizenship of free Negroes, making them citizens of the United States and of the state in which they reside. How could anyone imagine that granting citizenship to the children of illegal aliens is actually in our Constitution? Of course, the president can end the citizenship of so-called anchor babies by executive order, for the simple reason that no Supreme Court or U.S. Congress has ever conferred such a right." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this election eve, Monday, November 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.